Well, it is that time of season to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. I know we're about a little over a week and a half away, but we've got a number of things planned around here that I think you're going to enjoy. But this morning, why don't we continue on in our reading of the Psalms? We're in Psalm 42, so if you want to look in the overhead or if you want to grab your Bible and take a look, it's an instructive Psalm of David, whose road to heaven, it's marked with heartache and disappointment as he flees his enemies. We remember his enemies were Saul, King Saul, and also his son made a coup and tried to destroy his father and take over his kingdom. And David's voice is a voice of experience, and he comforts and he encourages those dealing with like issues. Maybe you're going through certain things. Well, David is a real encouragement, and he wants the closeness with God, the courts of God, and a renewed relationship with the divine presence. So you can follow along in Psalm 42 as I read. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul first thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say, "Where is your God?" When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that keep a pilgrim's feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill of Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, a prayer to God for my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Why don't we remain standing as Stacy comes out and opens for us in a word of prayer? But after that, you can feel free to stand and or to sit, raise your hands, but most of all, raise your hearts to the Lord. Let's have Stacy come out.
Good morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again. What a blessed day. What a blessed morning to be able to come before your throne, Lord, and to be able to come in fellowship with you, Lord, and to fellowship one with another, God. And man, what a blessed joy, God, as we sang this morning, to be able to come and to worship you in song and in praise and spiritual songs and hymns, God. What a joy, God, to be able to come before you, Lord, and fellowship one with another, remembering, as 1 John tells us, that as we come and we gather together, Lord, and we fellowship, our fellowship is also with God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, what a joy to come and to open your word together as a family, and to be able to grow in the knowledge and the wisdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the teaching of our pastor, Pastor Bill. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is at times to just stand before you, Lord, and hear you speak to our hearts and to our minds. Man, God, thank you so much for who you are. We continue to thank you so much for your Son. And Lord, we don't want to forget, Lord, and we thank you for your promised down payment to us, your promised Holy Spirit living inside of us, our counselor, our comforter, Lord, giving us and bringing to us this joy because, God, you have come into this world. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. Thank you for all that you've given us. And we can just stand right in the place we're at right now. And we could probably thank you and thank you and thank you for the rest of this day, for everything around us and everything you're doing in our lives, even when it seems things just aren't so right. We thank you, God, because you're there and you've allowed us to be with you in that heavenly place, that holy of holies, God. So this morning, pour your spirit out upon us, God. Open our hearts to receive you. Open our eyes to see you. Open our eyes to hear you even more clearer. Man, that we can be that light that you've called us to be to the world around us during this time of the season. We thank you, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Empty-handed, but not forsaken. Take our failure, you take our